Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mixed as we move forward through the next full week. The odds are very good that we're going to see precipitation come and go across the area, but most significantly next week, a storm system that's moving through the upper portions of the Midwest today will likely end up being relatively insignificant, with the precipitation in eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota proving to be disappointing relative to what was anticipated. A few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of precipitation will fall across the northwestern Corn Belt in association with this disturbance, but that's about as great as it's going to get. A few locations in North Dakota will likely see a little more rain, but not in the heart of that drier northwestern part of the Corn Belt. The odds are good that the next weather system that comes through the western portions of the Corn Belt will do a little bit better for those areas. That it will be a cool front that will cut through the region as we get into late Wednesday night and more likely Thursday. The frontal system will scatter showers and thunderstorms across many areas from Nebraska and Kansas northward into Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. Even Missouri and parts of Wisconsin will also be impacted by the frontal boundary. The system will go ahead and pass through the rest of the Midwest as we move deeper into the week and will likely produce some light precipitation in many areas, but probably not going to be capable of producing a good soaking of rain across any area, which is probably good news seeing how we are working in the fields right now, and too much moisture at this point would be unwelcome. The U.S. forecast will continue to be unusually warm for another 4 or 5 days, taking us into the weekend. Temperatures will likely be well above average in just about all areas. Obviously, this morning, though, that's not necessarily the case across the Great Lakes region where we have frost and freezes occurring. So far, it doesn't look like the temperature data reflects any kind of permanent threat to the crop in those areas. Winter wheat will likely survive. It will suffer a little bit of burned vegetative growth, but that is not all that terrible, and the crop will still have its full production potential. We'll see temperatures warm back across the Great Lakes region and the eastern parts of the Midwest as we go through the next day or two. And temperatures will likely be well above average once again. This is going to continue on through the weekend for many locations. We'll look for high temperatures getting back into the 70s and 80s in some of the western Corn Belt as we move forward through these next few days. And we'll likely see temperatures in the east temporarily warm up air tomorrow with afternoon highs getting up into the 50s and 60s across the Great Lakes region. But another cool front will bring temperatures back to the 40s and 50s as we get into the day on Thursday and Friday before more significant warm-up takes place over the weekend. The big news, of course, is the colder air that is still advertised to come across the Midwest next week. Widespread shower and thunderstorm activity will precede the event, and we'll likely see enough precipitation to slow or stop fieldwork across many areas, but the precipitation will prove beneficial in the long run. Some areas in the Midwest have firmed up in the past week because of the persistent warm weather, but we've also seen some significant boosting of soil moisture in the southwest and central portions of the region, as well as the U.S. Delta. As we go forward through the week next week, widespread rain will be common, and it'll be followed by much colder temperatures and a risk of more frost and freezes in at least the northern half of the U.S. Plains, the Great Lakes region, and possibly the lower Midwest. Now, it's too soon to get specific about the potential impact of that cold. Right now, we don't even have a good understanding of how intense the cold will be, so a close monitoring of the situation is warranted. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.